ill will, as the Buddha depicts the one who is sort of entangled in the hindrance of ill will as one who is ill, has an illness, one's sick, one has a, you know, one, again, one is one can never quite enjoy one's food, enjoy one's sleep, enjoy one's company of the people around one, because one has a fever or a headache or an illness that is making one completely out of sorts. And you know, in the same way, that's when we harbor ill will, when we harbor aversion, that anger, then we've made ourselves sick. We've made ourselves ill, and that is it's not to our benefit. You know, in the same way that we wouldn't go around and be testing different germs and different strains of disease, just to sort of say, well, you know, I had the experience. I wanted to see what it was like. One wouldn't be doing that. You say, no, I don't really want to know what it what it's like to have pneumonia. I don't really need it right now. And have the same perspective with aversion, ill will. No, I really don't want to go there. That's it is truly upsetting. So that to relinquishing the hindrance of ill will. And the Buddha says that, you know, the happiness of relinquishing ill will is similar to the person who is when their illness goes away, when their fever breaks, there's this sense of happiness that arises. And one of the pops into my mind of just how good I felt one time. I had a scrub typhus one time, and that was about 10 days or so of fevers over 104, went up to 106 on days, and it was, or a bit higher than that even. It was really quite extreme. And I was getting really worried that I was actually going to survive, that I'd end up without a brain. Everything seemed fried. And then when the, it was after about 10 days or 2 weeks, and then I was in hospital, and the fever broke finally, and I hadn't slept for many, many days because the fever was so high. I was just sort of delirious, and I fell asleep. I was so happy, and I fell asleep. I rested, and then I woke up, and I had an IV in my arm, and it had jostled the needle while I was sleeping, and my arm was about this big because it was filled with water. All the IV fluid had just gone into my arm, and I looked at that and I don't care. The fever is gone. I'm so happy. I couldn't care. I couldn't care less. That'll go away eventually. Yeah, it's that feeling of happiness of the illness going away, knowing that was the end. You know, in the same sort of thing, when one relinquishes and sets aside ill will, just this sense of I don't care what they say. You know, know, they, so I'm just, I don't have to get caught in the aversion, the ill will. So the happiness that comes to the mind is part of that piti and sukha, that one is both cultivating but also recognizing that it's a fruit of the practice, both the actual, say, one pointing and attentiveness to the meditation object, but also that relinquishing of the hindrances. I mean, that has to be a part of it. As I was saying before, it's just not bashing away at trying to make the mind stick on one point, but there needs to be that investigation going on. Okay, what are the hindrances and how to relinquish the hindrances? What is the nivarana, that which obstructs, say, the goodness of the mind?